Tonight's shir is Simon Reish Ayin Tes. See if Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet. Simon Reish Ayin Tes Dinei Tiltul Haner B'Shabbos. The halachas of moving a lamp on Shabbos. If Aleph Ner Sheh Ligubo Ba'Osa Shabbos, a lamp that was burning for that Shabbos, Afa Pishakova, even after the flame goes out, Asul Taltlo is Muksa, cannot be moved. V'Chein Moisar Hashem and Shebener Sheh Ligubo Ba'Osa Shabbos. Similarly, any oil that remains in the lamp on that Shabbos that was burning that Shabbos, and the flame goes out, and there's oil left in the lamp, asul l'taltalo, you may not move it, l'stapik menu, or to use it, b'osa Shabbos, for that Shabbos. Next week's not a problem, but that Shabbos that the lamp was burning, you cannot use any extra oil from that lamp. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Aleph, afal pi shekov v'chulu, even though the lamp goes out, you still can't move the lamp, hainu, even if there is no oil left in the lamp, you cannot move it. But Tom, the reason is, since you cannot move it during twilight, the lamp and the oil and the wick are all base for the flame, which is also to move. The rule is, once it is muksa, once it is set aside during twilight, it's going to be set aside for the entire day. The Gemara calls this muksa machmas isra. The Kaimelon Beili Isura, we hold that that muksa cannot be moved. Im yesh emas in Yehudi alov aydei haner, if he's afraid of the non-Jews because of his lamp. This existed in the time of the Amoraim. There was a nation that were very strict on the days of their holidays. On the Yidin, that the Yidin should not light lamps on that day. For any other situation where you're afraid to leave the lamp out, you'd be allowed to move it after it's extinguished. Shulta Gibor. And his can be saved at Tosfos Shabbos, and the Tosfos Shabbos agrees. The loy k'magen avam, not like the magen avam. Mi prima gadim mashma. If you look at prima gadim, it's implied shem yareisha yakehu oshar hefsed mamon. That if he is afraid that he'll get beaten or other financial loss, l'kul yamashori, everyone would agree that you can move the lamp. Sifkan beis moisa Hashem and shebener. Not only can't you move the lamp, you cannot move any of the remaining oil. Similarly, if there's leftover fuel from a candle of fat, tallow, or wax, it was burning that Shabbos and extinguished, so it's off limits. The Shartzim points out in Dal, if they never lit the candle on that Shabbos, Mikri Klishim Lachla Isser, it's a Klishim Lachla Isser. Umoto Tatlo Tzor Gufu Makoma, you'd be able to move it if you need its location or itself for some permitted use. Kamon Simen Shin Ches, Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Lamed Dalet. It happens to be, not everyone agrees with this, there are those who hold that a candle is not a Kli at all. So Shaila, do you give the candle a din of Klishim Lachla Isser, or it's not even a Kli? So here the Shartzin is saying it's a Klishim Lachla Isser if it wasn't lit for that Shabbos. Sifkan Gimel, the Taltlo will stop Gemen of Achulu. So leftover oil that was from a lamp that was burning on Shabbos cannot be moved or used. Tehova Huksa Betchilas Kenisa Shabbos, since it was Muksa when Shabbos begins, Tehainu Shebevein Hashmoshos, that was, means twilight, Keshehaya Doilek, when it was burning, Haya also the stopik Gemen, at that time you could not take any oil out, Tavistapik Mishemen Shebener Chai Mishum Mechabe. If you were to take oil out of a burning lamp on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv because of extinguishing a flame. Kid le'el b'reish simen reish samechei, we had before reish samechei. And therefore, it's katsoi l'kul yoyma. So it's muksa for the whole day. Shol l'histapek mimenu af achashakava. Not to use any of that oil even after it goes out. V'kevan sh'os l'hanes mimenu kol yom ha-Shabbos. And since you can't benefit from the oil the entire Shabbos, so it comes natural that you can't move it either. Dana Royal Kluman has no use. Only Vadze, and besides that, V'tiltul gufo huksa ben eshmashas. It's also muksa to move ben eshmashas. Shenasa hakol bosses lashahavas, because it was a base to the flame, like we said earlier. Because the el breish sifkan af, like you said in the beginning of sifkan af. Sif beis. Ner zesha amarnu sha'osel tatu. This lamp that we said that you cannot move. That means you can't move it even if you need it for a permitted use or you need its location. There are those who allow it, but I don't think his words are correct. The Amos says, some say, if someone is very particular, and he finds this lamp particularly repulsive, he'd be allowed to remove it. To have a didei ki graf shalvi for him is considered a graf shalvi like a chamber pot which can be moved. V'hamachmir lo hifsid. That's a funny way of saying it. Mishnah says it should say v'hamachmir yachmir v'meke lo hifsid. The one who's strict is strict. The one who's lenient does not lose out. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Da'al. Afil etzarech v'chulu. The muksa we talk about when we say the lamp is muksa is even etzarech gufo makomo. V'lo dami l'sha'ar kli shemalach l'is. You can't compare it to any other utensil which is designated for forbidden use in Shabbos, the mutl tatlo, that can be moved. The tzarech gufo umakomo, if you need it for itself or for its location. Kvar de'isa b'simin shinches, if gimel, we'll get there later in simin shinches. The hacha kivin de bevein hashmasha, so you also the tatlo, after tzarech gufo umakomo, because here, when twilight came, you couldn't move it even for itself or for its location. So your boss is the hashal heves v'chanal, because it was a base for the flame, like we said before. Migud is kaserli ben eshmashos legami. So since ben eshmashos during twilight, it was totally off limits. Is kaserli klo yom legami. It becomes muksa and totally off limits the entire Shabbos. Ve'en chilik because ben haner sheliku bo hashemen or ben hamener sheliku bo haneros makes no difference if it's a lamp with oil for the fuel or whether it's candlesticks with candles. The gamu nasa bos haneros is also a base for the lights. Sifkane istinis. If you have a person who's very particular, v'abachem ogenavam posku, the bachem ogenavam right, the paskin, dafmisha enu istinis, even a person who's not so particular, imhu omer, if he states, shemo osalov, it's disgusting, he doesn't like it, shari l'salko me'al shulchan, it would be permitted to take it off the table, umash v'bach lo hekel el b'nei shoches, but if you look in the bach, it's implied that he only was lenient if it was made of earthenware, pottery. Shumos bevadai, which in fact is not very nice. Klikamon besif vov, like you say in sif vov. For din shel eitz, the same would be true if it was wood. Ava shel mateches, but if it's metal, lo mois, it's not so terrible. Uvedere chachayim mashma di esh lahach mir be'enu istinis. Der chachayim seems to say that one shouldn't be lenient if he wasn't so particular. K'das hago, like der amo, who's only lenient by the istinis. Sifkan vav, mois alav, he says it's disgusting. I can't take it. So that it's sitting near me. After it goes out or the following day. So in that case, it's mutter to take it out. That means this lamp is placed where he would sit normally, and he can't take it there, so you're allowed to take it out. But if the lamp is not where he sits, then this just can't move it either. It's only because its location is such. That's right, where he's sitting, I can't take it. But if it's not where he's sitting, so just turn around and you don't see it. It shouldn't bother you. Sivkon ches v'amachmir lo hifsit. It should say v'amachmir yachmir v'meke lo hifsit. The one who's strict is strict. The one who's lenient didn't lose out. Siv gimel. The tatal ner aydei shenoyis of lechem b'shabbos. How about moving the lamp by putting on it a loaf of bread, a roll? Asur, can't do that. This comes up because there is a case when it's mutter. It's a case when it's mutter, we talk about moving a corpse, but putting a lechem on it, it doesn't work by a lamp. If you put the bread on there before Shabbos started, some people say now you can move the lamp because the bread is there. Basically, it's a basis for mutter and asur. Don't rely on that view. Mr. Bruce of Contest, putting a loaf of bread in it, asur, doesn't help. The reason is, it was already muksa when twilight came. At that time, the bread wasn't there. Umigi diskatsoy ben shmoshes v'chulu. Once it's muksa ben shmoshes muksa the whole day, putting the bread on Shabbos is not going to help you. Sefka and yud halecha. There are those who say if you put the lechem there before Shabbos starts, that's good. Hainem alechem v'choshev etzlo yosim Hashem. That means the bread is more important to you than the oil. And the lamp is holding the oil and it's holding the bread. For I did a maniach shardav v'choshev. It doesn't have to be bread. The same is true for anything else significant. Does Amin and Kima de Haner Nasa Bosses the Isser? So then I would say, since the lamp is supporting the Isser, what's the Isser to Hashemin? Ula Heter, and it's also holding the Heter, which is the Lechem or the other thing. For Heter Choshev Tfei, and the Mutter thing is more important to him. Well, Kachshari, therefore, you let him move it. Kamosha Kosef Simen Shin Yud. This is written later in Simen Shin Yud. Komokim Siyam HaMechaber, the Mechaber concludes, Ain this Mechazet, don't rely on this. The reason is the main point of this lamp is to hold the flame. So therefore it's constantly considered subservient and abased to the flame. Not to the bread. Or anything else that you may put on there. Even if it may have more value. So when you have a table and you put on the table candlesticks and you put on the table bread, the table serves the bread just as much as it serves the candlesticks. We say it's a basis for both. You can move the table. But if you want to put the bread on the candlestick, that doesn't work. The candlestick is not made for the bread. The candlestick is made for the candle. So some people have the schab, they want to put a necklace on one of the branches of a candelabra, and then it's holding the candles and it's holding the necklace. It doesn't work because it's not made to hold jewelry. It's made to hold the candles. And that's the ikar use for it. And based on this halacha, there's a sack from Moshe that people have a tray they'll put under the candlesticks, and they want to move the lamp later, they'll put a challah or a bencher or something on the tray together with the candlesticks so that the tray is holding both the candlesticks and the lamp. And then I can move it later on because it's a basis for both. Moshe says, that depends. If you use the tray during the week to hold bread and other things, fine. But if this is a candlestick tray, and that's all I use it for is to hold the candlesticks, it doesn't help to put the challah on it. The same doesn't help to put the candlestick on the menorah itself. Even the tray, if it's a tray that's used exclusively for the leichter, is going to be a basis for the leichter and not for the challah. Se'iv Dalet. Im hisne me erev Shabbos al ner zeh. He makes a condition before Shabbos on this lamp. I'm proclaiming, I don't want this to be a skatsoi. I don't want it to be muksa. I intend to move it when the flames go out. Mutter l'tatel ach shekava. Then you can move it when the flames go out. Says d'ramo v'yeshoim d'lo ma'ani tonight. Others say, no way. This condition does not help. That's the minig in our land. We do not use such conditions. As far as the whirling of the tanai and the kamon, look later in tafresh lamaches. Our minig is to let a non-Jew move it. We're not over the isser of instructing a non-Jew to do malacha. Since that is the standard minig, it's as if we made a condition in advance to allow it, and therefore be mutter for the guy to do it. Kain nearly, so appears to me. Mishnah Berurah Sukkanyav, im hisna v'chul, he makes a condition before Shabbos. Mishum dener asu lihi kavos, we know the lamp is going to go out. Mishum hachi mahani betenei, that's why the condition helps. Al b'shar bos is dover asu by any other base for a muksa, afl der rishoni, even according to the first week, according to the mechaber, lo mahani tanai, you can't make a condition. Lahasnos to say condition kishi istalik davar osim in a bosses when the muksa comes off, it shouldn't be muksa. She mutar shtamish, you can use it. That doesn't work because why would the muksa come off? But the lamp, you know, is going to burn out. So that's why the mechaber brings this shita that the condition helps. For ayin lekamon simin tof kuf yudches ber locho. Look later in simin tof kuf yudches in the ber locho. As far as the halachas of the tanai, look later on at Tafresh Lameches. You have to say this condition before twilight. As is clarified there, this is the halach in Hilchos Sukkah. You want to make sure that your noy sukkah don't become muksa. So before Yom Tov starts, you make this proclamation. Aval hacha. Now, you can't use the language we use by sukkah over here, even according to the view that Tanai helps. You can't say, I'm not relinquishing use during Ben Hashmashos, like we say by the Noi Sukkah. To Ben Hashmashos who do they, because Ben Hashmashos is burning. You can't move it then. So the condition has to be that when it goes out, I'm going to move it. That's the condition. But I can't say that I have a mind to use a Ben Hashmashos, because you can't. You can't move a Ben Hashmashos. Look at the Vilna Gaon in his commentary. The cost of the Svar is shown as sphere light. He writes that this first view, the Shulchan Aruch view, holds Kigirsas Harif, Shamba Be'adaf Lamed, like the Girsa of the Rif and the Sugya of Be'adaf Lamed. Mashma Lachoira, the Mahani Gamkin, but Oime Inibidah, according to him, it would even help to say, I don't relinquish use. Kiyadua Shita Sarif Shom, as is known, the Shita Sarif over there. The Gemara, the way we have the Gemara, basically says, you cannot make a condition, Erev Sukkos, that I'm going to use the Schach, that I'm going to use the Sukkah. Because during Ben Hashmashos, you can. The Kedusha Sukkah comes, it doesn't work for the Sukkah. It works for the Noi Sukkah. For the Noi Sukkah, the decoration, I could say, anybody do mehem, but not from the Sukkah itself. The Rif had a Girsa, the Rif learns, that you can say anybody from the Sukkah itself. And if I say anybody from the Sukkah itself, it doesn't get Kedusha Sukkah. Answer is I can't, it's too late. Once the Kedusha is there, I can't make a condition. But before the Sukkah starts, I can make a condition on the Sukkah too. That's the Shitas Harif. So the Vilna Gaon wants to say that that's this first Shita here. The first Shita here that can make a Tanai on the Nair holds like the Rif. That Bechlal doesn't become Mux to begin with. So if that's the case, to say any boidel helps too. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say any boidel won't help. The Tanai has to be, it shouldn't be muksa when it goes out. But to say I'm not going to use a Ben Hashmash doesn't mean anything. But the way the Vilna Gaon learns Pshat, even if I say I don't give up use of a Ben Hashmash, it will also work. That's what he wants to touch. The same way it works by the Sukkah itself, it should work over here. Sifka and Yud Gimel. We do not rely on this Tanai, but we let a non-Jew move it. Latato Aida Enihudi. Even if he doesn't need to use the actual lamp for itself or its place, his intent is to keep it from getting stolen or damaged, it's also okay. Since we do this every week, it's as if we made a condition. What's the limit to say? To move it through a non-Jew, we combine that to the first view that condition helps, because the Ramari says we don't use it tonight. But if you're instructing a Naju and it's as if there's a Tanai, in combination he'll use it. V'mhamid ashoshes al hashulchan. Let's say he put the lantern on the table. V'daitohoy shidud l'kolo yom kulo. He had in mind that it should stay there the whole Shabbos. K'mo yortzeit k'doyma. Like a yortzeit licht. He had no intention for it to go out. You know, the candlesticks you know go out. But this he thought would burn 24 hours. V'kava. And it went out. It didn't stay lit. The bezelo shaykh loimer havikilu hisna. There, you can't say it's as if he made a condition that when it goes out, it could be moved, because he had no intention for it to go out. After the osel tato af ay de enihud. In that case, it makes sense that even a non-Jew can't move it, because the only time I can move it with a non-Jew is because it's as if I made a condition when it goes out. But here, I never made the condition, and therefore the non-Jew can't move it. V'hainu davka kadesh lo yigonev. This is if you don't want it stolen. But if you actually need it for a permitted use or its location, then it's mutter to have a non-Jew move it, even if he had thought it would stay there the whole Shabbos. Because then they don't have to come on to the combination of the Tanai with this, because anyway, I need a tzach guf makomo, and it's mutter to move at that point.